the whole of this crazy society is based on money. Ironically, money that has never, does not, and will never exist. It's just figures on a screen.
They've run the system, the whole economic system of the world, for the last 2,500 years. So why shouldn't they also run the economic system for the next few hundred years?
Welcome to Mile High Liberty Radio. I am your host, Michael Storm. It's Tuesday, July 3rd, and you can find us here every Monday through Friday on Republic Broadcasting Network worldwide from 3 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time, talking about solutions. We talk about politics a little bit. We don't get political. We talk about politics in context. As always, all of these things that we speak of are in context. Economy, social issues, clean food and water, if that's important to you, we talk about that. Survival and prep, we talk about that. Today we're going to get into health and wellness. Our good friend Greg Gillette is back to join us from GilletteNutrition.com, and we're going to talk about cancer. And we're going to dive deep into the topic, so I'm not even going to talk about it right now. I'm just going to give you the spiel, the rundown. You know where you are. You know where to find us. How about digitally up on the internet, milehighlibertyradio.com. From there, you can get to the Facebook page. We like to share links there. I sometimes try to post them to the actual website itself, but it's just so much easier to do Facebook. And we talk all the time about getting involved, and that's one way that you can do it. It's one way that you can reach out to people. You certainly can find people of your own thinking. Most of the people on my friends page, I don't argue with them because they think like I do. I've chosen them for friends, or they've chosen me, and I've accepted them as friends because we have these liberty notions, these solutions, ideas, all these things in common that we always talk about while we're here. You know, even if it's the 9/11 stuff or something like that, all of these things, somewhere in the talking about them, we try to reach in and grab the solution. My good friends at We Are Change Colorado are really the heart and soul of this. They're what brought this together. We have come together as a group, obviously, to talk about the things like 9/11 and expose the injustice there and the false flag events and the rise of the police state that has precipitated from all of that. And that is certainly a goal of ours, but another goal of ours is to maintain our own sanity and find answers and solutions in our own life, not just run around screaming about how bad things are and, oh my God, what are we going to do about it? Because that's invariably the question that you get when you go and you talk to somebody and you finally break through them, whatever it is, whether it's the health or the food or the survival or whatever it is that you finally break through to them, and invariably the question that they have next is, what do we do about it? Well, that's what we try to find the answers here to at Mile High Liberty Radio, and We Are Change Colorado as a group. I encourage you all the time to go and get involved locally. If it's a We Are Change, by all means, do that. If you don't have one of those groups, start one of those groups. If 9/11 and the false flag and stuff like that is important, because you still find us out, the We Are Change crew, out on the street the 11th of every month, holding signs somewhere that say 9/11 was an inside job, and having the bullhorn out and giving out some DVDs and stuff. We're still doing that. That's important to We Are Change. It's what kind of started We Are Change. And so to carry that on, that's what we do. But then as a group, as people, as caring, loving individuals who've come to know each other and want to see each other succeed, and we want to do well surviving in the changing economy and the changing world, just the whole picture that we always talk about, that's how we come together to do that, to form this, so that we can reach out to those other outlets. And you need to go out and do that too. Go talk to your neighbor. Get involved in the community. We're going to get into cancer when we come back with Greg Gillette on Mile High Liberty Radio. We'll be right back.
Hello. Aloha, I'm Joby Weeks from Breckenridge, Colorado. What are mountain hours? It's organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can mountain hours benefit you? Mountain hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain hours will make grants to nonprofit community organizations and zero interest loans. Mountain hours stimulate community pride and help everyone become more prosperous.
Join the Mountain Hours Revolution. Wanna puff? Rocky Mountain Peace, Unity, and Freedom Festival, sponsored by Mountain Hours Local Currency. Come experience real independence this Independence Day weekend. Experience the Mountain Hours Revolution. Thursday through Sunday, July 5th through 8th in Breckenridge, Colorado. Our guests include the biggest names in the freedom movement: Sheriff Richard Mack, Adam Kokesh, Gary Franchi, and Joby Weeks. You'll be able to meet true populist Colorado political candidates for U.S. House, Tisha Cassidy and David Justice. The best freedom music in existence from national recording artists Jordan Page and the Wandering Monks. Look for our Facebook events page or on Google. Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? This is the true debate between debt slaves, which will lead to their emancipation. The parasitic usurers have created many Hegelian dialects, which they remain in control no matter who wins. Example, Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican, progressive or conservative. Here's a good one, gold money or worthless fiat paper. The parasitic usurer can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. The parasitic usurer can dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government. The people can have abundance this year once they realize that usury is the original sin of the world's monetary and economic problems. The real debate is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of the mathematic fraud of usury-based money creation and lending? The emancipation of global debt slaves is the human rights cause of all time. Jubilee 2012 via mountainhours.com.
Welcome back to Mile High Liberty Radio. I'm your host, Michael Storm, where, as always, we're talking about solutions. Today we're going to get into health. We got Greg Gillette with us of GilletteNutrition.com. He was with us on our very first show and talked to us about nutrition and health just in general, but this time we're bringing him back to talk about something specific, and we're going to jump into the cancer thing, but I just thought we'd say hi. Hi, Greg. How you doing, man?
Hey, Michael. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me again. Looking forward to talking to you and the audience out there today.
It's my pleasure, believe me. You're a good fellow. You're another one of these people that I'm always talking about that I actually know, a real people. I think that's important when you're trying to present an idea. It's one thing to, you could get any number of resources and learned people and stuff like that. You could go out there on the internet and just type up somebody and contact them and have them show up and talk about something. But it's another thing to actually know a person, to see them, and to know that they live it. You know, your ideas and nutrition and everything, you don't just teach these things to people. You don't just help people with that kind of information. You actually live it in your own life.
Oh, definitely. The way everyone should be. If you're preaching, you should walk your talk.
Well, I try not to say preaching too often. Well, I end up saying it because it's just one of those words that you end up saying. I like to replace that with teaching because that's what we always try to do, and that's what we're doing here today. It's just a conversation between the two of us, exchanging ideas about cancer, and you're getting to listen in. You know, we're not trying to offer anybody any health advice or anything like that. That crosses some lines when it comes to people here in America and the laws and stuff like that. So we're not involved in any of that. Greg's not pushing any product. He does own his own business. He's a local business here in Colorado dealing with nutrition. You want to drop your business information on us, Greg, if people want to contact you?
Oh, yeah. It's Gillette Nutrition. And Gillette's just spelled like the razor blade, no relation, though. Gillette. Nutrition.com, and you can contact me at 303-831-9060. And basically, I just sit down with people, individual consultations. I look at their diet and if they're taking supplements and if they're taking any pharmaceutical drugs and ask them where they are. And, you know, I work with people. I don't judge them. I don't make them feel more stressful. I'm just there to help them and just show them how nutrition can really heal. And it is the best foundation in preventative for any type of disease, and I think it's the best cure for any disease. Because
used to have a saying that referred directly to this notion: an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And you work in ounces of prevention.
Oh yeah, definitely. So it's just kind of crazy the society we live in and the junk food that's out there and. And just you look at the people. I mean, they're ill and mentally ill and physically ill. And I just like to help. And all I can do is help one person at a time, just like you do and all of us do. So I'm just passionate about nutrition, helping people. And yeah, that's how it goes. And a lot of times I'll meet people for a period over a year if they know nothing about nutrition. And a lot of people already know a lot. And I just meet with them once or twice just to give them some more information. So that's how I work. And I do lectures if you want to have me come to your business or organizations, gym, even the church, whatever. I do talks on any type of topics also, so you can contact me for that information as well.
That's very cool. I liked what you said there because that's what we're all about here, is just kind of sharing this information. And it's really cool of you to take your time to come here and share this information with us and this wide audience that we have. And to be able to share your entire experience with nutrition, because it really is, you said it yourself, it really is the core, it's the starting point. There's no question about that, because it's witnessed in our society. You can see it in the way that our food and eating habits and things have changed on the average dinner table.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I mean, it reminds me of an article I read a couple weeks ago of this doctor I know, and he said cancer is a product of civilization. You can take it as it is. It sounds kind of negative, but he's saying just with the adjunct of technology and food and into the agribusiness and other things, you know, life's somewhat comfortable, but with it and all the toxins that are produced, we do have just lots of cancer in society, so it's kind of a trade-off. However, he did say, and I agree, that you can still do lots of stuff for yourself nutrition-wise to prevent cancer from occurring. And if you get it, still go the nutrition route. So, yeah, it's great. We have computers and phones and cars, but a lot of these things aren't the healthiest things for us. So it is kind of a trade-off for modern civilization. We have a lot of diseases. But like I said, there's stuff we can do to prevent this from happening.
Well, here let's imagine I you're here on the Front Range in Colorado, obviously. There's a lot of people listening around the world that maybe don't even know where Colorado is necessarily. I guess that they probably do, because for the rest of the world is supposed to be better at geography and math and everything else.
You're
right. Americans, and we can find it on a map still.
Yeah.
So, Okay. So, but they might not know our situation right now. And, of course, Colorado, the entire state, really half of the nation here is on fire. There are fires all over the Midwest, and there's power out in the East, and people out of their homes, and just all of this tragedy going on right now. It's really kind of crazy, but hitting right here at home, I thought I'd pose this to you. The $350 million given to Solyndra could have bought approximately 10 Bombardier 415s. And the 415s are the things that they use, the big state-of-the-art new ones they use to fight the fires.
Yeah.
And you and for anyone who doesn't know, Gray, you know, Solyndra, it was basically, let's see, I'll try to put this succinctly. It was the White House laundering campaign donations by giving money to a company called Solyndra that was supposed to be huge in alternative technology, energy technologies. And it was all a big wash, and the company never made anything, and it was a big scam, and it's all tied to the White House, and to the tune of some $350 million. And that's been going around Facebook today. Of course, I find myself in Facebook zone as usual. And that was going around, that information. And I went and double-checked it myself. And what the particular meme that was going around said the $350 million. And, of course, it was geared directly at Obama. Could buy 18 of them. I went and looked at the price. It was more like it could buy about 10 of them. But the sentiment was the same. So they're wasting money on that. If that $350 million could have been spent educating people about nutrition, think of the changes that we could have in people right now.
Oh, it would be massive if you can just educate the people. And you got to educate the parents. I mean, I look at kids, and they look ill, and they're overweight, but I can't blame them because they don't do the shopping. So, yeah, you can have a huge campaign. But you'd also have to – I wouldn't want a government-backed campaign.
here's always my argument, because there's a lot of people that misunderstand the role of government, particularly the federal government.
Oh, exactly.
And there's a particular phrasing, and you're familiar with it, I'm quite certain, and that's promote the general welfare. Mm. If my tax dollars went to promote positive ideas in people as opposed to actually manipulate people and changing, I would be much more behind that notion, and I think it fits quite a bit more constitutionally. But, yes, I get your point.
Yeah. Well, because there's different opinions and views on anything, including nutrition, and a lot of time what the government says, they still push the low-fat, too many grains. I'm not liking all grains, but we don't need to eat that many. So, it'd be tricky. It'd be better than nothing if they tried to do government-backed prevention and with nutrition, but still, it wouldn't be ideal what I'd like to see. But it might be better than nothing. Better than giving money to companies.
Corporation for profit, absolutely. And unfortunately, our government in the state that it is now is nothing more or less than a corporation for profit with a bunch of leeches at the top sucking off the true economy and the true wealth of the people. But that's an argument for another day. Greg is here to talk about cancer and nutrition and keeping yourself healthy. And let's see, how close are we to this break? We're pretty close to the break here, so we won't dive right into it next. I'll just cover a couple of things. You going to go to Puff?
What's that?
Are you going to go to Puff, Greg?
I'm hoping I can make it for a day. I don't know exactly yet, but I'm hoping
maybe
to.
Drop in for one day and just visit Puff. If you don't know, it's a local party that's going on up in the mountains up here in Breckenridge, Colorado, the 5th through the 8th. That's Thursday through Sunday. And huge names in the Liberty Movement: Adam Kokesh, Gary Franchi, Luke Radowski. We actually paid We Are Change Colorado and Joby Weeks. paid for Luke's ticket to come fly out here, so he's going to come and hang out with us. Sheriff Richard Mack is around. The Wandering Monks, who we've had on the show, are going to be performing. Jordan Page is going to be there. Hopefully Friday we'll be able to talk to them all. We're going to do the show live there Friday and get as many of these people to drop in and talk about everything. And it's all being put on by MountainHours.com. We're talking about the local currency thing that we always talk about. Go check it out, MountainHours.com. Mile High Liberty Radio, coming right back with cancer, talking to Greg Gillette, GilletteNutrition.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Welcome back to Mile High Liberty Radio. I'm your host, Michael Storm. Find us here every Monday through Friday, 3 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time, talking about solutions. Today, Greg Gillette with GilletteNutrition.com, two L's, two T's, is here talking to us about cancer, and we were really just about to dive into the topic, so you've joined us just in time to check it out. Greg, what is cancer?
Well, like I said earlier, the broad-based cancer is just a disease. Probably been with us for thousands of years, but it's really huge now. From civilization, it's cells going kind of crazy, multiplying too fast, and they're rogue cells, and it is called some toxins. I mean, it's hard to pinpoint what type of toxins. Now, if you smoke cigarettes your whole life, you get cancer, that's kind of a no-brainer. But The air quality can be bad. I mean, I've read reports where people that live around high-voltage electrical plants, a lot of times the cancer rate's higher in those areas, or a big factory. And then the food's got to be the biggest, just the amount of sugar people eat. So the body can't break these foods down, and artificial foods, artificial flavors, so, and the body has to constantly reproduce new cells all the time. I forgot exactly how long a cell lives. It probably varies in what part of the body, but the cells are constantly dying off, and then new ones are being replaced. So if cancer can occur because the cells being reproduced are not healthy, so they're kind of, like I said, rogue cells, and they're not going to do what they're supposed to do in the body, and they can't communicate with one another. And then also you have a bunch of dead cells piling up on top of each other. And a lot of times that's what tumors come from. It's a lot of dead cells and toxicity that's just massed up into a ball, and the body can't get rid of it because you're constantly feeding the body toxic material. So the body does everything it can to keep alive. The body's amazing. I'm surprised a lot of us aren't, including me, didn't die years ago from just the crappy food I ate as a kid and in college. But the body would do anything it can to keep itself alive, but you just bombard it too much with toxic food, and then you have a problem. And I still don't know why people can't see this, that if toxins, I try to keep it really simple in layman terms. So if toxins are the reason for cancer, and usually it is most of the time, why would you want to take more toxicity to cure the cancer? It just doesn't make any sense to me. So, I mean, that's a whole can of worms I opened up, because a lot of people probably think I'm crazy for saying that, but it kind of makes kind of sense. It's like you don't get a headache because you're deficient in Tylenol.
Right. Absolutely. No, that's an apt statement, no doubt. Because it does get that sort of... I don't even know how you'd put it. We're describing what cancer is, and cancer is ultimately, you're saying, it's a toxin buildup that causes cells to they actually take on the ability to invade other cells, right?
Yeah, I mean they're redividing because the cells have to reproduce, but they're not healthy cells.
And they're not healthy cells, right?
So they're not going to do what the body needs them to do.
And if your body is properly fed and has the proper nutrition, just generally speaking, is it reasonable to say, is it true to say that your body is always curing quote-unquote cancers when it's healthy?
Yeah, I mean, we're bombarded constantly with stuff. Even if you eat really healthy, there's the air quality that can be bad and where you work and other things, but your body, if it's strong and the immune system is strong and you have the right bacteria in your body, it's their duty. You know, I picture like the bacteria in your cells, they're kind of like, it's a bad analogy, but maybe they're just janitor, you know, they're walking around, okay, there's a bad cell over there, let's get rid of it, and the job's done, you know, it's no big deal. It's like cleaning your house every week, you know, you got some dirt over there, you got some dishes, and you're not letting it overflow.
Right.
And you're strong enough, the cells are strong enough to get rid of the bad cells. So, yeah, it's just, the main thing is just, you got to have a strong immune system, and you got to have the right bacteria. And, of course,
I was going to say that you could go ahead and maybe look at it from the cancer's term, and that it's a living thing, and it needs something to feed on.
Exactly,
so something is feeding the cancer. It's not just eating up your cells in your body. It's actually being encouraged to do so because cells are weak. They don't have the proper protection from the janitors that you were describing.
I mean, you can look at your whole body as a city, sort of. I mean, your organs and the bloodstream could be subways, and all the cells are people in there doing their jobs, and the people get sick. They can't do their jobs, you know.
And you can say that the cancer cells are doing their job. And
yeah, they're taking over.
Yeah, if you stop feeding them, if you properly feed the other cells, it creates an environment within your body that is unhealthy for cancer.
Exactly. Oh, that's pretty much the basics of it. I mean, you could say the same thing for yeast infections that women get, you know. Yeah, I say never blame the yeast or don't blame the cancer. not that you need to blame yourself, but you need to take responsibility for yourself and stop feeding. The only reason women get yeast infections because you're eating too much sugar and too much alcohol, and you're feeding the yeast. Same with cancer. You're eating toxicity foods, again, too much alcohol, too much sugar, too many processed foods. So you're just feeding the monster, the cancer monster. Oh, give me some more. And it gets larger and larger.
Well, here's a question for you to ponder. We're coming up on a break, so you have about 3 minutes to think about it. Why? Why don't we know this? Why aren't our doctors doing something about it? We'll get the answer to that question when we get back on Mile High Liberty Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Bible recommends a universal debt jubilee for societies which have been enslaved by usury. Usury, interest, or REBA is a mathematic fraud which always creates victims in a game of musical chairs where there is far more debt than there is money to pay it. A contract based on usury, interest, or REBA is void, as it is impossible for all borrowers to pay. The parasitic usurers can engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. Universal debt jubilee via organic money to hire the sheriff to stop enforcing the parasitic usurers' liens. Let's create a real-life miracle in 2012. It's time for the jubilee. It's constitutional, biblical, moral, ethical, spiritual, and possible. Hope, joy, and abundance in 2012. Pass on the good news. This has been a public service announcement from K-Rock, the Truth Hammer, and Mountain Hours.
Joby Weeks here. I'm with the Ron Paul Bikini Team. We're on a cross-country tour. You guys see that picture floating around Facebook I posted the other day? It had like 500 shares of the girls dressed in the Ron Paul bikinis. Well, we need to build the team.
Would you like to join the Ron Paul Bikini Team? We're recruiting members at ronpaulbikiniteam.com. Just trying to find smart, sexy girls to speak revolution lingo.
I'm flattered. That sounds great. Ron Paul Bikini Team!
If you'd like to be a part of it, go to ronpaulbikiniteam.com, upload a picture of yourself wearing a bikini and with a Ron Paul bumper sticker, some Ron Paul earrings or a necklace, and we're going to culminate in Breckenridge, Colorado, 7-7. Join the Ron Paul Bikini Team and come hang out with Sheriff Mack, Adam Kokesh, Gary Ferran, singers like Jordan Page and the Wandering Monks. Get backstage passes and VIP by joining the Ron Paul Bikini Club.
The people are the money. Money is energy transfer technology, which is better than barter. Let's go back to basics to determine what money is. Before money, the people barter their services and products. A perfect barter system is one in which the participants can provide everything they need to sustain life. With this system, they are sovereign and independent. Imagine there are 25 businesses in this perfect barter system. They could get what they needed without the reserve notes and sustain life. The problem with barter is that you need to find a person to have a direct trade with at a precise time. What if each business in the barter network created a $100 gift certificate out of thin air? The barter network could then trade gift certificates as a form of money without having to find a direct part. Paper money does not counterfeit. People counterfeit. Summit County Currency Cooperative is an honest issuer that keeps the quantity of money equal to the capacity of the producers in the network. Don't fall for the Rothschild's gold money disinformation. The elite control gold and silver, and the people will have to borrow it from them with usury. The people are the gold and can create money which makes them sovereign and independent from the parasitic usurers.
MountainHours.com. Welcome to MileHighLibertyRadio.com. I'm your host, Michael Storm, and we're here talking about solutions as always. Greg Gillette, GilletteNutrition.com, is with us. He's talking about cancer, and I kind of set him up before we went to the break with one of those questions that's kind of pointed and directed. I expect a particular answer because I know Greg. And so I asked him why it is that our doctors don't practice, why our system doesn't support the idea of nutrition as the basis for where we begin all of our health care. That was the long form of my question.
Well, for starters, most doctors get if I get 4 to 8 hours of actual nutrition studies in 4 years of medical school. And, I mean, I can't remember the last time I went to a doctor, like 2-3 years ago, but a lot of them are unhealthy. They're, even in an article, most doctors are unhealthy because they're so stressed out, and eating sugar, and some of them smoke. But I think it's just they're drilled to death on treating disease. And they still believe the germ theory. And past year, Louis Pasteur, I think it was from France, the father of pasteurization, but he admitted he was wrong, but it was too late on his deathbed. And he had a companion or a rival, I think Bocamp was his name. And he said, no, it's not bacteria that doesn't cause disease. Bacteria's everywhere. If bacteria caused disease, we'd all be dead right now. It's the terrain of the body, the immune system, the terrain of your gut that causes diseases or not. And even the so-called harmful bacteria like E. coli and Salmonella, they are in everybody's gut lining. Even yours, Michael, right now there's E. coli and Salmonella in there. But as long as they're in small amounts, they're actually doing beneficial things for you. It's when they get overgrown because you're eating real crappy, things go haywire. So, again, the history of the Cancer Society, I think the Rockefellers were one of the main instrument families that started funding medical schools, you know, using their approach, using the radiation, the chemotherapy. And people might not know this, but chemotherapy originally came from mustard gas after World War II. That's the original chemotherapy. Might not have been exactly what they used in World War II, but it was a derivative of it. And
this should be no surprise to anyone in our audience, because pretty much everyone in our audience should know that they basically took all the Nazis and their screwed up ideas after World War II and transplanted them here in America.
Yeah, that is true. So they did like you call it a witch hunt back in the 40s and 50s, where they were bashing all alternative stuff and herbal stuff. You know, stuff that's been around for... The alternative should be called the Cancer Society. Nutrition and herbs and other things, acupuncture, they've been around for thousands of years. It's funny how my profession is called alternative when it should be the exact opposite. But it's more... It's just about, unfortunately, it's about money. And I'm not bashing money. Money's good. We all need it. And it's brought in the right way morally. Yes, it's wonderful and can use it for good things. But it's a stranglehold in the Cancer Society. And the amount of money they make it's a billion-dollar industry. Billion. And they're still, to me, just wasting their time researching drugs and chemo and radiation. And it's crazy, and most Americans buy it. I used to buy it, yes. I used to donate to the Cancer Society. Yeah, I'll cure cancer. And they're no closer to a cure than they were 30 years ago when President Nixon announced the war on cancer. So it's unfortunate.
you said the magic words right there, actually.
Yeah, the war.
And that's it, you know, see?
Yeah, the war on anything is a failure.
And the war on anything is a code word for, we got a hold of some more of your money.
Yeah. But it's sad because when people get cancer, I feel for them. I mean, I had two relatives to die for cancer, so I never bash anyone, the people that are going through it. And even the doctors and nurses, I think their heart's in the right place. But unfortunately, their brain
is nowhere to be found. And it's funny because you hear stories about people sort of posing them with sort of logical solutions to these things, like just asking a doctor about nutrition and how it affects their health. And I think it goes right back to what you said. They're trained in the medical community, and as far as like their schooling and everything, there's just one little section of it that relates to the nutrition. The rest of it is about the medical system.
It's about treating disease with medical applications.
Absolutely.
That's it. They get that 4 years of it, and then you're probably most likely to believe it because you've been there 4 years just being hounded with it. Here, this is what we're doing.
And you want to believe it. There's that that notion within us all that what we're doing is what we're doing is right.
Yeah.
You know, if you're really involved in it, and I suppose somebody that is willing to dedicate that many hours and that much of their life to becoming a real doctor in a hospital, you know, all that that's involved is probably in it because they're in it for their heart. They believe that they're helping people.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, that's what I said. I don't criticize the doctors and nurses. Maybe I'll criticize them a little bit. Just they haven't questioned it. And, you know, as we know, a lot of people, say you're a doctor for 20 years in oncology research and you're making good money. And, you know, if you were to all of a sudden step back and realize, this shit ain't, well, pardon my language, this is not working. But it would be very hard to do that because your whole paradigm of what you've been working for is like just vanishes. I think people have a hard time want to look at the truth because then you have to admit you've been deceived, and it's not easy to admit that.
That, you know, that's absolutely right. I think that speaks true of all of the sort of things that we find ourselves involved in, and by we, I mean literally yourself and I. We're both members, and again, I say members loosely. You don't get a card, you don't sign up or anything like that. You just show up and be. We're both members of Weird Change Colorado. That's where I originally met Greg about a year ago or so now, and found out immediately that he was in nutrition because the very first day we sat right next to each other and he came in with raw milk, and right at that time the story had just broke about the Amish farm and everybody getting raided for the milk. I think it was that story.
Mm-hmm.
It might have been one other, but it was something not unlike that. We had a reason, it was like, oh yay, look, he's breaking the law over there. He's a terrorist.
Yeah, that is funny. But yeah, the FDA, they raid raw milk farms, one in California, one in Pennsylvania. Even knew the guy in Pennsylvania. He didn't do anything wrong. It's a private club. You know, he's not selling it to the public. But anyway, I'm getting off topic there. But yeah, the FDA is really nuts.
It's not really off topic because the FDA, you know this as well as anyone that is paying attention, I guess, anyway, is complicit in the failures of the medical industry.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, it's a revolving door. You got pharmaceutical people, CEOs or top executives, and they get out and then they go into the FDA. I think Obama appointed some GMO guy from Monsanto. He's like some head guy in the FDA now. I mean, it's like the whole government stuff. It's like a tragic comedy. You have to laugh or you cry yourself to death.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I say all the time the thing about it's funny, sad, not funny, ha ha. You know.
Yeah,
You got to get the funny ha ha's anywhere you can.
Exactly.
Because funny sad is pretty heavy. I don't know. Did you spend any time on Facebook today? I know you do the Facebook thing for your business and stuff like that, as well as to keep touch with people. Did you spend any time up there today?
Just for 5 minutes. I don't have much time today, so I don't. Was it something you posted or something?
Well, no. I get news and information myself personally from hundreds of different places all around the world, and people literally all the time. And so my page is constantly bombarded with different news and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just always, everything is just bad news all the time when you look at it, you know. It's all, everything's about how, oh gosh, what was one of the stories today? One of the stories today was that we moved a bunch of, I hate saying that, I shouldn't say it, and I'm going to correct it. The United States Corporation moved some of its military equipment over there to threaten Iran. So, you know, everything's something like that, and that's why we come here and kind of run to this place of sanity.
Yeah.
We're talking about cancer today with Greg Gillette, GilletteNutrition.com, and he's just kind of filling us in on, I mean, we've been talking about how cancer works, and we've hit on the industry a little bit that surrounds medicine and why it's a failure. We're not supposed to say this, you know, but how do you cure cancers with your diet? What do you do? How do you keep the body uninviting to cancer?
Well, for starters, I mean, there's no 100% cure with cancer, for each case of cancer, you can't say 100% cure. Even doing nutrition, it's just not possible. So I never mislead anybody. But I still believe it's the best cure and preventative. The best thing is to prevent it from happening in the first place.
Right, and that's why I tried to frame it as far
as
getting your body uninviting to cancer. It's uninhabitable for cancer. Cancer doesn't want to live there. We touched on it. Let's dig a little deeper.
Yeah, so you got to look to food. You got to look at what nature gave us. I mean, technology is great, but applied to food, it's not the greatest. And yes, tractors are nice and combines, but you have to look at your body. You need protein, obviously. You need a little bit of all of it, protein, fat, carbohydrates. The problem with this country is we're over and eat carbohydrates when in the form of grains and sugar, soft drinks. And if you look back to nature, most native people didn't eat a whole abundance of carbohydrates. If we go way back, we didn't eat a lot of grains. So I feel like the overabundance of grains and sugar, alcohol, coffee have been the main culprits, and the artificial foods, flavorings, deep-fried foods. They just create havoc in the body. And genetically, there's a book out. It's called Pottinger's Cats, nutrition guy. He's no longer living, but he looked at the generation, and each generation got weaker and weaker as the cat didn't eat its raw food diet. And we're seeing this today. I mean, the crappy food the crappy food industry started right after World War II, and people are still fairly healthy, and their children are healthy, but then it started caught up to us. Each generation is getting weaker and weaker and dumber, I hate to say it. Now, let's talk about pH. You know, there's a lot of opinions on the pH, and even some health practitioners get it wrong. Now, because the blood of the body is around 7.4. So you hear, cancer can't live in an alkaline state. True. But you don't want to alkalize your body too much, because 7.4 is just barely over neutral. 7 being neutral. If you've ever seen pH paper, have you ever seen it, Michael?
I have seen it. Litmus paper you type out.
Yeah, sure. So 0 is completely negative, 14 is completely alkaline, and 7 is neutral. So yes, we need to have the body alkaline at all times, but sometimes you can't just live on alkaline foods alone. If you live just on alkaline foods, you'll cleanse your body out where you won't rebuild it at all. So you have to have some acid foods to rebuild. Protein. Most protein is on the acidic side. So just, like I said, there's some misinformation out there. But yes, fruits and veggies are important. Now, on a cancer diet, I would still limit the fruit. Don't be eating a bunch of fruit like a monkey. That's too much sugar. So you need a little bit of fruit. And I've seen people run into the problem where they're focused on alkaline so much they get too alkaline. And that's rare. Most people in this country are too acidic. But if you get too alkaline, your digestive tract is going to mess up, because your large colon and your stomach are very acidic. So
they have to break down the food that you take in, sure.
Yeah, your mouth is alkaline. Your stomach is very acidic. It's about a 2 to 3 on the litmus paper scale. If you pour stomach acid on your skin, it'd burn it. But the stomach lining is alkaline. It buffers the acid. The small intestine is more alkaline than the colon. Large intestine is acidic. So it's a constant balance back and forth. So we need both alkaline and acidic. But most, like I said, most Americans are way acidic with the sugar, overcooked meat, coffee, alcohol, and too many grains. They're not eating enough.
Is there a way to test yourself regularly for your pH balance to keep yourself in balance?
Blood you cannot, unless you go to withdraw blood. But the main thing is test your urine and your saliva, and do it first thing in the morning. Now, your saliva wants to be alkaline, maybe a 7.6, somewhere between 7.2, 7.6. And that's a good indicator that you're absorbing your minerals and your vitamins properly. So you would just lick the litmus paper and then look at the color and compare it to the graph on the back of the litmus paper came in. And then your urine wants to be slightly acidic, 6.6, 6.7. So you can just, you pee on the paper and look at it. So those are the best indicators. But don't be frantic if it's off one day. Your body's constantly going through metamorphosis, changing, as far as alkaline, acidic.
Well, yeah, you would want to
30 days of it.
Yeah, right.
And you want to check it first thing in the morning. and then you can check it later in the day. Because you ate a bunch of alkaline fruit, yeah, your pee might actually be too alkaline. Just for now, but then it'll switch back. So, but that's the main thing with cancer. You do want to keep an alkaline body, but you want a balance of foods being alkaline and acidic. So, good amount of vegetables. Vegetable juice is very powerful. We talked about that last time I was on the show. So, for cancer patients, I would do a fair amount of juice, probably eventually up to a quart a day. But you would start slow. You would start maybe just like 4 ounces a day so your body gets used to it. And no fruit juice. Too much sugar, even if it's organic. Not for cancer. And you could do vegetables, green, dark green veggies. Dairy would be a no-no unless it's raw. Raw milk has a very healing effect on the body, especially if it's fermented. You can make your own yogurt. But I would not do any pasteurized dairy if you have cancer. And I don't advocate a vegetarian diet, except maybe at the beginning just to cleanse the body out. But I do advocate eating meat. And as you know, I don't cook the meat, and I find that to be the best for cancer patients because the raw protein is going to rebuild cells the quickest in the body. And so with cancer, you have these rogue cells and dead cells, so you got to get the raw material so to produce some healthy cells.
And you can learn all this by going and talking to your own nutritionist, or you can call Greg and talk to him. Visit his website, GilletteNutrition.com. There's two L's and two T's in there, just like the razor blades. He said, we're coming up on a break. We're talking about cancer and how you can deal with it by trying to not ever get it in the first place. Keep your body in a sort of happy, healthy state that is unfriendly to cancer and doesn't promote cancer growth. And we'll come back and we'll talk to Greg a little bit more about it on Mile High Liberty Radio.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, has that newspaper mentioned anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back to Mile High Liberty Radio. I'm your host, Michael Storm, and as always, you can find us here every Monday through Friday from 3 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time, and we'll be talking about solutions. You can find us on Shoutcast. You can find us on our home at republicbroadcasting.org. You can listen online there. Satellite, if you still have satellite that you can control. I know a lot of people are forced into these ones that you just tune in. But some people still own satellites that you can control, or you can hear on radio, you can listen on a phone. All around the world, you can listen to the conversation that I'm having with Greg Gillette from GilletteNutrition.com about cancer. And he's just kind of filling me in on how I can take care of my body in such a way that it keeps cancer away from the body, because it's just not friendly to it. It's not a host for it. It's not a happy place. We've discussed a whole bunch of stuff, and we'll jump back into the topic. I wanted to ask Greg, is it the health thing that has made you aware, that makes you come and support something like a We Are Change Colorado that understands the false flag events and 9/11 and Oklahoma City and these things? What is it that, what drove you to your understanding?
Probably, I would say the health thing back in the mid-90s. I never ate really good. I didn't have gardens growing up as a kid, so that was good. I knew the importance of eating vegetables and stuff, and I just started doing some research, started shopping at the health food store, reading articles, reading magazines and health food books, and that kind of woke me up. Then I started using natural body care products. I was like, okay, what's going on here? Look at all the toxicity around us, the detergents, the shampoos, the soaps, and then the food. So I started eating healthier, and it kind of... And then I just kind of thought to myself, okay, if they're lying to us about the food, what else are they lying to us about? And then that's when I jumped into foreign policy and all that stuff. You know, why do we go to all these wars? And then I just jumped down the rabbit hole, whatever you want to call it, the truth hole, and been there ever since.
Well, it's a growing hole. It's a widening hole.
Yeah.
The more you look at what's going on, the more you find out how much manipulation there are. And I had kind of led you to the question earlier about why the doctors don't mm-hmm. understand and why we don't preach or teach this
yeah.
notion of health and nutrition as a preventative measure as much as we should, why we're not spending the money there. If we're spending the money anywhere at
yeah.
all, why it's not going there. And you probably then agree that there's some nefarious background there as far as they don't want us to be particularly healthy.
No, not at all. I mean, if we were really healthy and around the board, of course there's always been a few people that aren't healthy, but across the board, if we were really healthy, we wouldn't allow the crap that goes on in this country. We would have the energy and the mental energy to question stuff. Like, what's going on? This is ridiculous. But, I mean, I think the top echelon of big business people, they know what they're doing. The middle managers and the people down below, like I said earlier, they're nurses and doctors. I think their heart's in the right place. They just never stop and question what the heck's going on. But if you look at the food supply, look at our kids. They're damaged. Autism's all the time high. Type 2 diabetes. You have little 8-year-old kids that are way more than I do. And I'm not, I'm not big.
Oh, yeah.
it's scary, and they're not going to be productive. All these, if you're a diabetic kid and you never learn about nutrition and stop it, you'll be on insulin the rest of your life.
I can attest to this. We'll talk about this a little bit when we come back and long-term health problems that can come from your nutrition other than just cancer. But that's the topic. Greg Gillette with Gillette Nutrition is with us. It's Mile High Liberty Radio, and we'll be back.
Gold, ever climbing. As